This year's presidential race has brought increased scrutiny to the Electoral College and, by default, the 538 members who comprise it. KUER's Julia Ritchie spoke with a few of Utah's six electors about their experience.
So who exactly are the members of Utah's Electoral College? Well, for one, they're all Republicans. Per state rules, whichever presidential candidate wins the state's majority gets to seat their own party's electors, who are chosen by delegates at their state convention. This year's six electors include two local elected officials, a BYU professor, a conservative talk radio host, and a fourth-generation farmer and rancher from Millard County, Peter Greathouse.
Well, I've received several phone calls, probably 25, 30 emails, 25 or 30 letters, a number of Facebook messages trying to persuade me to vote otherwise.
It's Greathouse's first time as an elector, and he's been overwhelmed by the attention. Although Greathouse would have preferred a president-elect, Ted Cruz, he has no reservation certifying Trump and believes in the process.
I'm kind of glad that I'm involved in the process and get to see these opinions. I feel kind of bad that the people have, a lot of them have a misunderstanding of what electors do and of their power.
Utah is one of 29 states that binds electors to the state's results. In theory, if an elector tried to switch his or her vote, that person would immediately be removed and replaced by another elector. Salt Lake County Councilman Richard Snellgrove has been an elector twice before, and he believes the Founding Fathers got it right when they established our indirect election system in the Constitution.
The Electoral College played a key role then, as well as plays a key role now, so that states like Utah, Colorado, even smaller states, have influence in our process. In our government.
On December 19th, Snellgrove and the five other electors will meet at the Utah State Capitol to ratify the results of the presidential race. Another election for the history books. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.